Florida Governor Rick Scott is mulling three names to replace outgoing state Supreme Court Justice James E.C. Perry. The nominees are three conservative jurists from the Orlando area. I'm Nick Evans. Justice James Perry will step down from the bench later this month, and his exit gives Governor Scott his first chance to fill a vacancy on the state Supreme Court. The Republican governor will seek to shift the balance of power on the court toward his own conservative point of view, and his decision could have a lasting effect. Generally speaking, the justices are split 5-2, with liberal judges holding the majority. By nominating another conservative, Scott could cut that to 4-3, empowering whichever judge finds him or herself in the middle.
I believe that we, as judges, should exercise judicial restraint and not just hear every controversy because we think it's interesting or we want to pontificate on it, or that's not our role.
Scott's first nominee is 5th District Court of Appeal Judge Wendy Berger. He's already familiar with her because he appointed her to that post in 2014. And at 47, she could remain on the court for more than 20 years. In her interview with the Judicial Nominating Commission, Berger said her proudest achievement was with drug court.
And initially I went in there thinking to myself, we're not going to be clapping for a bunch of drug addicts. I mean, it was sort of social justice that I wasn't all in on it. But I tell you, it did not take me long to see the transformation and see the drug courts work.
The second nominee recommended by the commission is the 5th District's Chief Judge, C. Allen Lawson. He wrestles with the question of whether to honor precedent or original intent when the two seem to be at odds, noting precedent is important when social expectations have grown up around it. Still, he says experience as an appellate judge pushes him toward favoring original intent, especially on constitutional questions.
You do the original analysis. You look and ask what the statute is, and that becomes second nature. And I think in all the cases, I tend to, even if it's not briefed that way, even if the law clerk doesn't give you a memo that way, I'll frequently disagree with the law clerk because I'll look at a case sort of originally, and I think that is really, really important.
He favors precedent for statutory questions because the legislature can quickly revisit the issue if it finds fault in the decision. Lawson got nominated the last time there was an opening, and so did Orlando area attorney Dan Gerber. He's the only nominee without experience as a judge, but he says that perspective could be good for the court.
I think it's very important to have a practitioner's point of view on the Florida Supreme Court because users and consumers of the court have to be considered in the fair, efficient, and effective administration of justice.
Florida uses a modified appointment system, with the Judicial Nominating Commission selected by the governor and the Florida Bar narrowing the field before the governor makes his or her final pick. The three nominees represent the minimum number of options the commission could recommend. Governor Scott asked for double that, the maximum number of nominees, but a majority of commissioners could only agree on Berger, Lawson, and Gerber. Scott has until January 28th next year to settle on his choice, but with Justice Perry vacating his seat in December, Scott's decision could come sooner. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.